let's say you might, a little kid might say, well, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark because I'm
afraid.
Yeah, I guess all of little kids like that kind of.
Well, once in a long time you find one that's not.
Oh.
You find some little bitty kids when they get up, walk inside, go in, and you have to watch them. They'll wander off out in the dark, but the most of them are frightened of the dark.
Yes, and somebody that always is maybe leaving his money or his keys lying around like that, you'd say, well, he's mighty
careless.
And someone that you might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with him. Ain't so and so. She just acts kind of.
Acts funny.
Mm-hmm. Could you say she just acts a little queer there? Means she kind of acts funny?
Yeah.
And let's say someone is always set in his ways, and you can argue with him until he's blue in the face and he won't change his mind.
Oh, he's a stubborn old fellow.
You ever hear any of them talk about someone like that being bullheaded?
Yeah, bullheaded, stubborn.
Yeah. Say somebody, you know, you can't joke with, maybe without him just losing his temper, you say, well, he's mighty
touches.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
mad and angry.
Yeah, a lot of people like that.
But
you can't kid about
it. There's a lot of people left to get a joke on you, but don't pass it back. But now that's the kind of people that I, Sean, mm-hmm. get around them. If you can't take it, don't give it.
That's right. Yeah. And say somebody, you know, is out and just losing his temper and getting mad, you might say, well, don't lose your temper, just keep
patient.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And say you've been working very, very hard. Maybe you've been out all day in your garden and out clearing out some land out there. You might come in and say, you're awful, and I'm just awful.
I'm all tickled out.
Any other expressions you hear people say? Worn out?
Worn out, or I'm worn to a frazzle, or it doesn't give slam out.
Let's see. And say you had a cold or something like that, you might say, I can't hardly talk because I'm so.
My throat's sore.
Mm-hmm.
Tonsil.
And it would make you hoarse. And say if a person, you say, I got a...
got a cold.
And you might say, well, I better go to bed because I'm feeling a little...
sleepy.
And you might say, well, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll get up. And you might say, well, your grandson or something was here. You might tell your wife, well, he's still sleeping. You better go
wake him up.
And you see, a person that can't hear anything at all, you'd say that person is
deaf.
And say you're outside working real hard and you come in, your shirt's all wet. You might say, well, look how I've
been sweating.
Yes, sir. And look, say you got a little lump on your arm with a big core in it or something like that, you'd say that's a...
got a rising.
And what do they usually call that stuff that drains out of it in there, that, you know, that rising?
Oh, there's one that...
when it opens up, they call that...
the core.
Mm-hmm. And you might say a bee stung me. Look how my hand...
it swelled up.
Yeah, and I guess it will, too.
Yes, it will. It'll puff way up right quick.
It stung me last week and the hand still...
swell.
And if we were talking about that rising, if you had a blister or something on your foot, what do they usually call the liquid in there?
Oh, it's...
did it drain out?
Fluid.
And in a war or something, if you got shot, you would say the doctor had to go look at the...
the wound.